Welcome to Lily Lifestyle Tips, where we give you quick and simple hacks for creating a happy life and healthy relationships.
Friends, today we're going to talk about swapping childcare. Now, this is something that I found to be more of an issue than I would have thought when my former wife and I had our first child. There were all kinds of people in our ward and otherwise that we knew who had young children as well, and we tried to get them to swap babysitting with us for date nights, and a lot of them just didn't want to leave their kids, period, and they didn't do date nights.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, and I mean, it was hard to find anyone who was willing to swap babysitting, and, you know, paying a babysitter, particularly if you're a younger person and haven't got a developed career, can be expensive. That is also true for a single mom that wants to have a dating life, and maybe she wasn't the breadwinner before, and is just now trying to develop a career and play catch up there.
I mean, if you're sharing custody, that's great because then you can date when your kids are with the other parent. But if you've got them all the time, then that becomes an issue.
Right. And if you're paying your babysitter anywhere from $5 to $10 an hour or even more, that can make dating prohibitively expensive. So we're going to suggest that you find other mid-singles who have children that are roughly the age of your children, and people you trust, obviously, and swap babysitting when you have opportunities to date. That I think, could help not only with your budget, but you also know that your child is in the hands of a responsible adult and maybe even has some other kids their age to play with that would be fun. And you can swap back and forth to help each other meet those commitments.
You know, it really does take a village, especially as a single parent. So we hope that whether you like the idea of swapping childcare or not, that you are developing your own tribe, your own support system.
Right.
And swapping childcare can be part of that if you want it to.
Now, one thing I will say, too, is I had a different kind of parenting arrangement because me and my former wife were out of state from each other. And so during the season when I had my youngest son with me, I didn't date very much because I wanted the time with him and I didn't feel like I had enough time as it was. But one of the things I did during that period was if I was already dating somebody when he came to me for several months, I would take him on the date and we would make it a family date, basically. The person I was dating would bring their kids, I would bring mine, and I would have a chance to talk with the person that I was dating while my kids interacted with her kids. And there were a few different relationships that were like that, and those became actually very rewarding. My son and I went to a wedding of one of those people after I was already married. So,
you know, I really quickly want to touch on self-care. And one of the best things I did as a single mom, I gained access to a gym with a kids club.
Mm.
And I was able to drop off my kids for about an hour each day and have time to myself. And you know what? Sometimes I didn't work out. I'll admit it. I went in and I read my scriptures, or I read a book that was inspiring or helpful in my healing process from divorce. And that was really precious, sacred, single mom like self-care time.
Right.
Although I did do some yoga classes sometimes too.
Right.
Or, you know, hit the treadmill or whatever, do some weights. But I don't know if that's something that, you know, our listeners may have in their area, but if that's something that sounds wonderful and awesome, look into it. Hopefully you'll find one.
One thing too that I think, you know, just that strikes me would be valuable in sharing childcare or swapping childcare with another adult, another single adult, is that gives you someone when you kind of get home from your date and you're going to pick your kid up, that's somebody you can commiserate with a little bit. You know, they're going to ask you inevitably, how did it go? Do you like him? Do you like her?
I don't know if I love the word commiserate because it's very important that you intentionally decide how you're going to talk about your dating situations. Now, I mean, granted, if it's a horrible experience and you need to talk about it, do. But for the most part, I think it's good to speak positively about your dates and your dating experience so you can invite and attract more of that kind of goodness into your life.
Well, and by commiserating, I'm not necessarily talking about complaining. I'm just talking about relating, talking.
Relating's good.
And, yeah. It gives you someone to just sort of, if you're picking up your kid from another single adult's house, inevitably they're going to ask you how it went and do you like him or her?
And that's kind of fun. That would be fun.
Give you someone to talk to about it.
Yeah. Like, ooh, he was so handsome.
Right. So we hope that, that gives you a few ideas. I would, go to a few activities or go to singles ward, even if you're just visiting, and, find some friends. Maybe you'll run into somebody that you can swap babysitting with. Make dating a little bit easier if you're doing it on a tighter budget. So, food for thought. Again, thank you for showing up, and we will talk to you again soon.
Have a wonderful week, LilyPod listeners.